Good morning and welcome to WPPA Sports Saturday for this Saturday, March 7th. Good to be back with you, Ed Benishunas.
Oh, great to be along with you, Chaz Hepler.
As we get set to spark a whole new day. High school basketball, the PIAA playoffs in full swing. But first, let's thank our financial benefactors. None bigger than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. CACL Financial has been voted the number one lending institution for the past
five years.
Why is that? Because you won't find a better
fiduciary relationship anywhere. Thank you to BG's Value Markets for convenient locations for your shopping experience. Check them out in Jonestown, Millersburg, Pine Grove, Minersville. They've got aisles upon aisles of grocery shopping savings. They've got everything you need for your Sunday dinner table. Stop by, check them out. They've got the freshest deli and the freshest meat selection in all of the area. If their meat was any fresher,
oh, you'd have to slap it.
And thank you, Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. Their dairy line from whole milk to skim milk. The orange juice to build up that vitamin C to fight the cold and the flu. And also, don't forget their delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. It's Gears Dairy, the official hydrator, WPPA Sports Saturday, and the PIAA playoffs at Morts Hall. As we rolling along here, Chaz, we started with five last night. And the good news for local sports fans, you've got all five going today. We have five on the docket this afternoon of local schools. Hopefully those five could go. Is 10 start the weekend? Can we end with 10? That'd be perfect. But last night, girls double A action in round number one. The 2A bracket, Mahanoy area battles back. They take the swing of 23 points and get the victory 52-37 over Southern Columbia. 3A North Schuylkill knocks off Motivation 73-23. Boys single A.
50-point
deficit. Boys single A. Nativity knocks off Christian Academy 74-71 in overtime. 4A Tamaqua knocks off the Ironmen of Danville 48-42. And then 5A Pottsville cruises the victory 61-43 last night. On the schedule today, girls single A, Nativity versus Sullivan County. Did they play them already?
No.
Who played Sullivan? Susquehanna Community. Yeah, I was
correct. That was last week.
Yeah. But girls, Morts Hall today, single A game you'll hear on WPPA, Nativity versus Sullivan County. That's at 1 o'clock. Then at 2:30, we'll keep it at Morts Hall for the 5A as Blue Mountain takes on Villa Maria at 2:30 here on WPPA. Lee Heighton today at 2 o'clock. It's Jim Thorpe taking on Bonner Prindy. And then in boys action, you'll hear this one on the network on 101.9 FM, T102. Schuylkill Haven will take on Math, Civics, and Science from Archbishop Ryan High School in the city of Philadelphia. And in 3A, Panther Valley takes on Dobbins at Morts Hall, 4 o'clock this afternoon. $8 to get yourself into Morts Hall for the 1 o'clock tilt. And you can stay for three Schuylkill League teams up until that 4 o'clock game for the triple header.
Triple header at Morts Hall.
Yeah, triple header today. But Chaz, you were on the road last night.
Oh, it was a long road to be on, too. Made it back after 11 o'clock last night, and I'm here to talk about it this morning. So all went well with JP and I as we were out and about in at West York High School last night as we were taking in the Tide. And I'll tell you what, the Tide had their act together last night, although in the beginning of the game, it was a drag race up and down the floor, and it ended up 18-18 after one. And then Pottsville took over the ball game and really stretched their legs out a little bit and made things happen. Defense in the second half, they only allowed 25 total points in the second half.
Wow.
Kevin Schenk went over 1,000 during the game. He and Mason Barnes both in double figures. But the defense last night was incredible. And in the second half, I'll tell you what, I have not seen a team that frustrated in a long time as were the Northern York Polar Bears. Never call the game with Polar Bears.
That's one of the new ones. I'd never call the Polar Bear game either. But
so this weekend, we have the Polar Bears from Northern York against the Tide. And, well, Ponzo's already played Matt Civic Science, but Matt Civic Science is going to play Schuylkill-Haven today on Sister Station T-102. They're the Mighty Elephants. So think about it. We had Polar Bears and Mighty Elephants on the network in the same weekend.
Oh, we are doing something right. Wait. We had Tigers and Bears also.
Oh, my.
It was a circus.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you what. The Tide players last night, Kevin Shank was unconscious from the field last night. It was quite amazing to see what he was able to do. And it was even cooler after he got the 1,000th point. You could see kind of pressure come off of him, and you could see him just enjoying the game without the, you know, it's an incentive to get your 1,000 points, and it's a wonderful milestone. But you could see when kids are getting close that it kind of gets a little
more important than the overall aspect.
I don't know if I'd necessarily say more important than the overall aspect, but it certainly got him. You know, he was focused on that, and you could see where, as you're getting close, and you see this with a lot of kids, they start to tighten up a little bit because they want it so bad to etch their name in that illustrious category. But after that was over, it was like you see the shoulders come down.
It's like the weight of the world.
Yep. Thank you, doctor. You're so eloquent in figuring out what I'm trying to say. I'll tell you, we've been away for a while.
Well, but we've been together for so long that, I could almost think what you're thinking, and never mind. Let's not talk about that. But the Crimson Tide, they have a blunder. I mean, a lack of better terms, a blunder last Friday night.
Well, I don't know that it was necessarily a blunder, and we didn't get to talk. You spoke with John about it. That night, the young man from Southern Lehigh just had a game. In a long time, I haven't seen a kid put 34 in against the Pottsville defense. Last week it happened. But, you know, now we're in the PIAA tournament. It's a whole new set of circumstances. I mean, you know now, you lose.
It's done.
It's over. Yep. Season is over. And, you know, I can't say a wake-up call. I can't say anything like that. I don't think anybody sloughed off knowing that there was another game to play, but it's just different now with this group of young men and their ability to get the job done. And last night they certainly did. I'll tell you, I was very impressed.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. The way that this whole next 2 weeks pretty much pans out. It's pandemonium in games, and it's fun to watch. The strategies, and it's fun to watch the adjustments because, it is that do or die time, for lack of better terms. And, Tide start the night, they get the victory, they move on, they will meet, I believe we checked it out last night, Westchester East.
Westchester East is the team. Yeah, you did a nice job in finding that last night. And that's not going to be an easy road. I mean, John is, of course, JP does what JP does, and was already looking out at who could possibly be the contender. Now, not that he was able to get all of the information that he normally does right away, but I'm sure this week he will, or this weekend, by Monday evening, he'll have everything that he needs. But when you take a look at this Westchester East team, they have a 6'11 center. They have a 6'6 guard.
I saw a lot of six and a half plus.
So it'll be quite interesting to see how that matchup takes place. Last night, Pottsville they defensed Northern York into frustration. And it was great to see how that all worked out. And it's cool to be on the road Tuesday night with Pottsville. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know that the sights and times are up just yet. But it's just an amazing thing. You had a good spirited contest in game one.
Yeah.
But then in game two, you had seven girls in uniform for motivation.
Do you want to go there now, or do you want to recap the rest of the games, and then we're going to go there?
Well, it's your call.
Then we're going to go there. I'm going to need a break. I'm going to need a breather.
Oh.
Because I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant this morning.
No, not a rant.
Yeah, I'm going to
not
hit
a belly rant.
I'm going to hit a belly rant.
You mean I'm going to get you to the point where you're frustrated?
It's not frustration. I don't think it's just an opinion.
So your head's going to sound like this. You want to go there?
I don't know if it's Allentown that needs to fix this, or is it Harrisburg?
No, let's get the geography correct. It's Mechanicsburg that will need to fix your issue, and it's been in it. Now, this is nothing new. We go through it every year at this time. We have in the past.
Yeah,
the exact scenario.
I know, but I mean, it's just now that it's here and it's forefront, and it involves one of our local teams once again. I feel the need to blow the stack a little bit.
Well, make sure.
Don't blow the stack over here on the computer, though, because that's new, and we don't want to do that. Let's talk about that first game that I covered, Mono Area Southern Columbia, a rematch of an earlier season matchup where Mono Area pretty much sounds like they did the same thing, and it was almost deja vu for the Lady Bears last night as they go into the halftime locker room, Chaz, trailing by 8. Southern Columbia had the Lady Bears in the first half of basketball last night as they're able to, step in that halftime locker room leading like 23-15. And a lot of people scratching their heads saying, what's going on? This isn't the Lady Bears team that we saw. They couldn't get anything from the exterior to fall. They couldn't get, perimeter shooting that's usually, on mark was off. They had a lot of problems dealing with the big freshman down underneath, Griskavich. She played a little bit of a havoc, kept everything out, and the girls working the perimeter, like thorns or gnats. They were like gnats coming off the Tigers and going after the Bears, like little tsetse flies. that's how they were picking on them. And the Lady Bears went in at the half, and whatever Tommy Sheeler says or does, or adjustments that are made along with his coaching staff, was made correctly. And the Bears come out in the third, and they go on a run that cannot be stopped. They hold the Tigers scoreless in the fourth to close the ball game out strong. It's like I said, a 23-point swing. You get trailing by 8 at the half, you win by 15. So, it's a big swing for the Lady Bears. They played in the second half in prime condition, I believe. Streakish or whatever you want to say. They peaked, okay, and played like the Lady Bears that we're used to seeing playing. There was some different girls that got involved into the ball game last night. Allie Babinski was out there last night playing strong. You also had a big game last night by Claudia Clark. But last year, late in the playoff runs, Claudia Clark started to show some signs. And, when they remove the other girls out of the mix, the Lawrence and also the Carmonic girl, you move them out of the mix, somebody else is going to have to step up. That's where Claudia Clark came in big last year and proved her worth. And now she's doing the same thing. She comes out last night. She hits some threes. She, pounds the ball down inside. They get some things opening up. Adjustment made defensively by Coach Callahan of Southern Columbia. And the Bears just took advantage of it and get away with the victory last night. And will advance on to Tuesday night play. And I'm not sure who they match up with. But for some reason, it reminds me of a team that could be out of the Reading Lancaster area down that way somewhere.
Oh boy, we're not going to the Geigel again.
I think we're probably looking at Hamburg. I think Hamburg. And Monway played at Hamburg a few times last year. Very nice facility. I think a place that Monway might see would be the Hamburg facility.
Well, so the Lady Bears moving on as well, and then.
No, let's go. Let's talk something else right now.
Let's go into
Tamaqua.
How about the Tamaqua boys last night pulling out a big victory over Danville and getting the job done in Tamaqua fashion, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah, no stranger to sports Saturday, no matter what time of the year it is, it's Braden Knobloch. He comes out with a huge final frame last night, Chaz, where the Blue Raiders dump in 27. Knobloch has 16 of those 27 in that fourth, and they get the victory over the Ironmen 48-42 last night. And, You know, in the first, it belonged to Tamaqua, 10-7 lead. Then it's a 10-13 or 13-11 lead at the break. And then Danville has a big third quarter as Danville would come out and dump in 16. So right there, it's a 27-21 Danville leading as we go to the final countdown. And then Tamaqua dumps in 27-15 for the Ironmen to get to that 48-42. You look at Tamaqua Knobloch with 21 overall last night. Boyle has 10. Gregoire has 4. Lucas, that was Nate. Lucas had 10 last night. And Baron Stauffenberg checks in with 3 for the Blue Raiders.
And a big win for Coach Jim Barron and the Tamaqua area Blue Raiders moving on in the state tournament again.
And he didn't have an easy road either.
No, he did not have an easy road. He had, although, all right, he wins his first round game. He was guaranteed the state appearance because they took 4 teams. But now, okay, he's coming out, and here he is in the state tournament. And it's incredible, incredible for Tamaqua area school district and their sports programs. The football team makes it to the state tournament for the first time in school history, and they make a long run. Now, the basketball team, with some of those same young men represented, are now making a march in the state tournament. And again, all bets are off. And that's the cool part about this, is could they set another distance record in another athletic activity at Tamaqua in the wintertime?
Yeah, boy, what a mark these young men are making and young women are making at Tamaqua. You know, I mean, and bringing the Blue Raiders into spotlight, and it's great, and I'm proud, and I'm happy for them. I think when you look at it, the two Gregoire boys, they've been steady the last few seasons. You know, you may add in Boyle and Knobloch, and now you add into the mix Bellatino, and he's a role player, Chess. There's a kid that knows his role. You know what I mean? He doesn't steal the spotlight, doesn't score many points, if any points at all, but he knows his role is the outlet. He's the safety valve. You know, if somebody gets trapped in a corner, he's there, he's over there, gets the pass. You know what I mean? A lot of the offense works through him. And, I mean, that's a guy that, I mean, is just out there showing his grittiness and showing him, you know, what coal region, you know, work ethic is. You get the job done. You don't whine about it. You work hard. You put in the time. You accept the rewards. And that's exactly what it is all about. And that's a young man that deserves a pat on the back.
Well, let's swing it down to Blue Mountain last night, where Nativity needed extra time in order to pull the victory over the Christian Academy, 74-71 last night. And boy, oh boy, the big guns doing it again. I'll tell you what, last Saturday I had the opportunity to catch the Hilltoppers in action, and I've seen them a few times this season, not as often as you and Bernie, but I thought last Saturday they were fantastic. I mean, exceptional basketball game played by Nativity. Talk about peaking at the right time. Last night, Hertz and Ratcliffe do it again. Both right around 25 points. Hertz hitting it. Ratcliffe coming within 2 of it. And the big men are starting to post up big numbers while posting up inside. They also can hit from the outside, which is great. When they did that last week against Notre Dame v. Stroudsburg, they were the first buckets those two kids shot were triples. And all of a sudden, when they went to the bottom, nobody followed them.
You know, the crazy part about them is, I mean, in the early part of the season, Chaz, we saw Nativity, and they looked a little bit sort of out of sorts. They didn't look to be, you know, playing like a fluid machine. They had some growing pains. It was Ratcliffe. It was a different Ratcliffe than what was there last year playing with Keegan Hertz down underneath. It took a little bit of time for them to get acclimated. We talk about chemistry and how important chemistry is, not only in, you know, I mean, if you want to go into a field that is science-based, but when you talk about a team sport, chemistry is a big part of it. And the chemistry of Marcellus Ratcliffe and Keegan Hertz wasn't there early on. It started to change after the holidays, and they started to settle down and knew what they expect out of one another, knew where one another would be positioned during certain points of the ball game or certain plays and certain sets, and they started to show signs
Marquise
of growth.
Marquise Ratcliffe.
Marquise, yes. Marcellus was last year. So Marquise Ratcliffe, and they started to gel, and they gelled slowly, and now here they are at the point of where it really matters, is where you want them to start gelling. It is late in that regular season, working your way into the playoffs. And I think Coach Walburn is going to reap the benefits of that here as they knock off the Christian Academy last night in overtime, 74-71. Christian Academy comes into this ball game with a 20-4 record. Nativity comes in there with an 18-7 record. You know what I mean? So you look at it, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of factors go into these ball games. You know, we can't find a lot of information on these teams from other areas, but you know what? We're able to look at some things, and you might be able, on paper. Well, that's why we don't play them on paper. That's why we play them on the hardwood. You know what I mean? You might have said, well, the Christian Academy has the advantage. They've got a better record. Maybe they paid some better opponents. They might have played up. You know what I mean? Seen some more action, bigger action than Nativity saw throughout the season. But you know what? The Hilltoppers come out, show us what it's about, and get the victory last night. And it makes us 4-4. Now we'll go to that fifth game. So the train in the pot. So a little late last night. Motivation getting there. Oh, about 10 minutes probably before the end of the Mono Area Southern Columbia game. North Schuylkill's really? Already there for quite some time. Motivation a little late. Remember, you got the traffic on the Roosevelt Boulevard. You got the traffic on the Schuylkill Depressway. You got the traffic on the Blue Route and all that stuff on a Friday. Everybody's getting out of Dodge or Philadelphia. So, the cards are stacked against them. They come up here to take on a North Schuylkill team that has been settled into their own. Last night, Chaz, I didn't look at the box score here this morning, but I bet you there's 12 girls at least that are listed in the box score seeing some playing time last night.
I believe there might be more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 young ladies on the floor.
14 girls. I think when we talked to Rich Wetzel, when he combines his varsity and JV teams and all that, he says he has about 18 girls that have the will not to quit, the no-die attitude. Well, I think almost all of them saw some action last night. And Rich Wetzel comes out last night, and the Lady Spartans are on fire. They will jump out to a 31-6 first period lead.
Let's sum it up in Charlie Roth. In this morning's Republican Herald, and, you know, of course, those guys doing great guns. It was nice to catch up with Mike Carnahan last night, back doing some stringer work with the newspaper. He talked to JP and I for a while before the game, but it's nice when we get to talk to these guys. But I think Charlie put it best this morning. Motivation head coach James Ockamy sees a lot of talented players coaching in the Philadelphia Public League. He doesn't, however, see many or even any teams that play basketball the way North Schuylkill does.
And that is just basketball that takes advantage of every opportunity that's given to them. They execute, execute, execute. And last night they executed to the T last
the
night.
The T?
Yeah.
The T.
The T.
The T.
The T. A 50-10 halftime lead, Chaz. Yeah. 50-10 halftime lead. Okay. They end up winning by 50 points, 73-23. Okay. I would feel bad if we didn't go through and say the Osilka girl must be one of the fan favorites last night as she scores 4 points to a raucous student section last night. Maya Wetzel. Now, if I tell you Maya Wetzel had 6 points and a 50-point victory, you'd probably tell me I'm crazy.
Yes.
That's all she had. That's all she had to do, wow. Really, pretty much. The young Mangle girl, 22.
Okay, that's been around what she's been doing this year.
Yep. She is the only Lady Spartan. Oh, I'm sorry. Gorillic was at 11. The only two in double figures last night.
So, Doc, what's your reveal this morning that has you wound up?
The PIAA has to remember that we are dealing with 14, 15, 16, 17, maybe 18-year-old girls.
And boys.
And boys. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In a impressionable period of their life. Mm-hmm. Okay? To allow District 12, to allow District 1 to qualify teams that, number one, didn't even play 22 games. Played 13 games coming into the last night. Motivation, okay?
Mm-hmm. CBS News update.
All right. You allow them to qualify into a state tournament and meet up with a 22 or a 21-5 team. Drive them 2 hours into the middle of the sticks, okay, as they would quote this, all right? And to embarrass them is a travesty, of justice, on these young men and women. It's an embarrassment. They have 7 students that are able to put a uniform on. Come up here. One girl gets hurt, you're down to 6.
Mm-hmm.
One fouls out, you've got 5, and you could have 5 playing for 3 quarters or more.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. It is not good. This isn't what we should be doing, making a mockery. Can you imagine how these young ladies feel at Martz Hall? They can't get things straight. They're fumbling around with the basketball because, number one, they're probably nervous walking into the environment, okay? Number two is now Nortz Kugel is dumping point upon point. And no way did Rich Wetzel or his girls look to go out there and dump 73 points probably up last night. But is it more of an embarrassment to score a 2-pointer, you know, on a simple layup or to trip and let the ball go? I mean, what's more of the embarrassment, you know, to these young ladies? It is not fair. The PIAA needs to look and say, hey, listen, if you don't play 22 games or if you don't play what we consider a season, a certain amount, number one, you don't qualify. And number two, why the hell are we taking 6 seeds out of one area and 2 out of another?
Because the 6 seed played the lone Catholic and scored 15 points last night.
Exactly. So imagine those poor girls. Imagine those poor girls from Motivation Charter come up here, get romp by 50 points, and then have to drive for 2 hours back to Philadelphia.
Now imagine you're sitting in the 4A bracket or any other bracket, like Tamaqua, who didn't win their consolation game. They're sitting at home right now in 4A, and they had to come and watch that last night and say, and these kids made it in?
Yeah. Yeah, it is not fair. The PIAA needs to look at this. And we've talked about this year after year after year after year. And we'll talk about it again with Bob Lombardi, and he'll give us the same answer, which Bob is a friend of ours, okay? Sends us a Christmas card, wishes us a great football season, wishes us a great sports season, and handwritten notes and stuff like that. It will compliment us on our program and what we do here at the radio station for the young men and women of the PIAA and how we promote sports and athletics in the learning environment. But what are we doing? We're learning kids how to be embarrassed?
I guess. I what do you want me to tell you?
It's sad.
It's very sad, but that's the system that we're in right now, and that's the way it works. I mean, I thought I was gonna have to get awful cheeky with you.
Let's take some of these people that make these decisions for these young men and women. Let's take them out up here at Martz Hall. We'll spank them with some wet noodles or something and embarrass them.
I thought you were going to say something bad.
No, we'll spank them with some wet noodles and show them what embarrassment's all about. Is that what it's going to take?
Probably.
Is that what it's going to take for somebody to make a change? I just wish they would make the change and say, listen, well, if you're not there, if we can't qualify somebody that's a worthy opponent,
mm-hmm.
we give them first-round buys. Give more first-round buys out.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, listen, hey, we couldn't get anybody. We couldn't get you a formidable opponent. Maybe cut it back. Hey, listen, all right. We're only going to, I mean, we don't have enough. We only qualified 16 in the 4A bracket. We'll cut it back. You're only going to start playing on Tuesday, just like our district does.
Right. Well, Doc, are you done?
Yeah.
Let's
talk to our buddy.
So the world, according to Dr. Ed Benishunas, is over?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Sure.
What do you say we take a timeout on Sports Saturday? We'll come back. We're going to talk to Scott Forty, the head coach of the Nativity Golden Girls. He's got a big one today at Martz Hall.
Yeah.
Can be heard here on WPPA Sports. So we'll take a break. Hopefully we get this all right. We'll be back with Scott Forty right here on AM 1360, 106 FM, worldwide at WPPARadio.com.
Missed the show? Don't forget the podcast on Anchor.fm, our hosts, also Google and Apple Podcasts. Find us at Spotify. It's WPPA Sports Saturday.
Sundays, 12 noon.
It's the musical memories of WPPA Soft Sunday. And at 1 o'clock, a variety of the newest and best polkas, WPPA's Polka Time. Then at 3, we roll back the hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So no matter your musical taste, we have you covered on AM 1360 WPPA, 106 FM, and on the web, WPPARadio.com. Join us.
Hi Wow is being heard all across Schuylkill County. What is it? CACL Financial's Hi Wow Checking Account. It stands for Helping You When Others Won't. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial's Hi Wow Account offers terrific features like no minimum balance, no maintenance or penalty fees, and earn 1% annual percentage yield on your account when you have e-statements and 10 point-of-sale transactions with your debit card per month. Hi Wow Checking from CACL Financial, named the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth year in a row. Earn 1% annual percentage yield on your checking account. Make your money work as hard as you do. CACL Financial, online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook or visit our Pottsville office on West Market Street. CACL Financial, member NCUA, equal housing lender. If terms aren't met, regular interest rates apply.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality produced milk products as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Make Gears a name you invite into your home every day. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road, the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy, always committed to excellence.
I can't believe we have to make this commercial.
It's ridiculous.
You'll think it's ridiculous too. Listen to this.
This commercial is about, well, it's about parents being rude at high school athletic events.
Ridiculous, right?
It gets worse. Studies show more than 75% of new high school officials are quitting because of bad adult behavior.
So now there's a shortage of refs here in Pennsylvania, in almost all sports.
No officials means no more games.
Is that what you want for us?
Come on, parents.
It's time to grow up.
Cheer for your team.
Be proud of your children.
But stop being so ridiculous.
And don't make us run another commercial.
Because we will.
This message presented by the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Pennsylvania State Athletic Directors Association, reminding you to always practice good sportsmanship.
Welcome back, WPPA Sports Saturday here on AM 1360, 106 FM, and worldwide, WPPARadio.com. Don't forget, high school basketball comes your way, 1 o'clock this afternoon. The girls' single-A matchup of inter-district play. It's Nativity taking on Sullivan County at 1 p.m. Then at 2:30, we've got a 5A matchup, Blue Mountain taking on Villa Maria from Martz Hall. Also around the region today at 2 o'clock, Jim Thorpe girls in 4A action takes on Bonner Prendy.
Pendergrass.
Oh.
That's how you say it. Bonner Pendergrass.
Oh, Pendergrass. You mm-hmm. have it down here as Prendy.
I don't have it anything. I didn't correct your typing this morning.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. In Boys 2A, Schuylkill Haven will take on Math, Civics, and Science. That's at 1 o'clock at Archbishop Ryan High School. Our broadcast team will make the trip down there. That'll be on the network on T102. And in 3A, Panther Valley will take on Dobbins at 4 o'clock in Martz Hall. And time is ticking. Scott Forty series on the clock.
But that's also to remind you to turn your clocks ahead this weekend, Doctor.
Yeah, and check your smoke detector batteries and carbon monoxide batteries. Just change them right out.
Good morning, Coach Forney. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right, let me make sure I got you. Lean in there a little bit.
We've good. Got him. He's here. I see him.
Yeah,
he's
I think
all
we're
greened
good.
Up here. It's
he is all greened
March.
Up. He's excited.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on a District 11 championship.
Thank you very much.
Boy, what a week for Nativity BVM High School as far as a stash of gold. It's like Fort Knox on Lawton. So.
Yeah, we with the girls and boys basketball team, we got the wrestlers, and we got Dylan Schreffler with the swimming. I mean, it was a phenomenal weekend and week for, you know, Nativity Athletics.
I was wondering why there was a convoy of Brinks trucks coming into the city. It was delivering all that gold up there. But, you know, Scott, last time we had you on the program, you were just searching and trying to make district playoffs. You were on that bubble. You had some things going your way, and then some things slid away. And you get to the districts. As we know it, it's a brand new season, and you take advantage of it.
Yeah, I believe last time we talked, it was the same day we were playing Williamsport at home. Mm-hmm. Or around that time, and we just lost to Monoy for our first divisional loss, and I was telling you, if we keep the, you know, league wins going, we could meet Monoy at the senior night last game, and we could be fighting for a division a division spot for the league playoffs. And we were playing well, and then we got hit with the flu bug the week of Minersville, and we know Minersville's a good team, and we ended up not winning that game, but we finished off the season strong. Minus the Mount Carmel game, and if you guys follow Mount Carmel, they're pretty darn good right now. But we got into districts as a one seed, which is what we wanted, and we were able to bring home the championship.
You know, you felt that that schedule leading up from the last time you were with us is what prepares you to get to where you're at right now.
Yes, I was just telling the coaches, I'm like, let's sit back and think about this. Our very first scrimmage of the year preseason, it was up at Hazleton versus Hazleton, North Schuylkill, and West Scranton. West Scranton just won a 5A championship. We all know what North Schuylkill did with the Schuylkill League championship and district championship, and Hazleton just won a 6A championship. And so that's how we started off the season. And then, with the non-league versus Williamsport, Muhlenberg, Quitstown, Tamaqua, all those non-league games in our Schuylkill League schedule. And then, it really helped prepare, and then be physically aggressive, and – sometimes when you play teams up in the Scranton area, 1A and 2A, they're not used to that. And I think it showed with our defense on this past Friday.
You know, Scott, when you take a look at how have the girls responded from those ups and downs and ebbs and flows, how's it been on the coaching side of things to keep them focused on now, but look back and say, do you understand why we played those teams?
Well, and I kept reminding them of because those two seniors, Allison and Tori, they were freshmen our first year as coaching. And I go, remember, back then when we were, with 9 wins, I said, get yourselves in the playoffs and we can make a big splash here, make a run. And we used the mantra to trust yourselves, trust your coaches and trust your teammates. And you girls bought into it. I go, if you start buying into it, I go, we can make a run here. And they're believing in that right now.
Scott, one of the crazy things about last week is your team goes on a season high 7 3-pointer, starts hitting from the perimeter. What did you do over the week that you had off here? Did you work on some 3-point shooting?
Well, it was actually I changed practice around. I'm like, I wanted to get our offense a little bit more. Coach Dobbs doing a great job running the offense. And it was the first half hour of practice is nothing but shooting drills now. I changed that at the end of the season. I'm like, we need to get more shooting, whether it be perimeter or, in the paint area. And, they've been working hard at it, and it's been showing. Hopefully it doesn't. Knock on wood, keeps it rolling,
One of the crazy things I pointed out last week is Cammy Abdo. She runs a point for you, is your floor general. And she's almost eerily reminiscent of a young girl that was in attendance and just voted into your Hall of Fame, and Kylie Choklos. And I was kind of making a similarities in between the two. And it seems like Nativity's been missing that little piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, my first year, I had fortunate to have Maddie Walsh. She was nothing flashy, but she was a 4-year starter. I had no worry when teams pressing. I had nobody worried she was going to run the offense. And the past 2 years, we didn't have a true point guard. We were like a point guard by committee. Sometimes I was having, Sam, he didn't run a point, and she's, our forward / perimeter player. But having Cammy there, that comparison, if she could be that compared to her, that'd be great. I talked to her after our first practice after the district championship. I go, Cammy, I go, you had an awesome game, best defensive game. She's like, but I didn't score any points. I go, I don't care. You know, I go, these past two games, you've been averaging 5 to 6 assists a game. I go, that's what we need you to do to run the offense. I go, your scoring will come. You can get to the paint when you want to. I go, you making the dribble penetration, making the dump passes, and making the extra passes on the perimeter is what got us those three-pointers. And, you know, she's a sophomore still, and she's not seeing that picture yet, and then she's starting to realize that now, which is a good time to realize it.
You know, you bring up an interesting point, Scott, and it's, I mean, she says she didn't score any points. And, I mean, kids look at that. That is the highlights. That is what, I mean, gets them the spotlight to say. Yes. And how important is it as you as a coach to fortify in them and say, listen, points don't matter.
Yeah. Well, what we do, part of our tradition is we have chapel before every game. And I actually talked before our last district championship in chapel, and I said, I go, if anybody read the paper, it always gives the team's offense numbers, how many points we're averaging a game. I go, the points that matter most right now, I go, are, and I told them, I go, 42 points, 45, 47, and 37. And they're like, well, what's that? I'm like, those first 3 years when your seniors were playing, those are how much points you're giving up a game. I go, we're only giving up 37 points a game this season. I go, that's the points that matter, and we need to start congratulating defensive performances just like offensive performances, and they're starting to buy into that because it's more the defense. I go, our defense creates our offense no matter what, and, you know, the old saying, defense wins championships, offense sells tickets type deal.
Yep.
You know, when you're holding teams to 37 points during the season, plus with the teams that we're playing during the season, that's a pretty good thing to have.
Indeed, and, you know, when you can get kids subscribed to that whole news media portion of the game, it makes it a lot easier to coach because now you know that part's being taken care of, and you know kids are going to take care of the points themselves.
Yes.
And, you know, and you've got a great group of kids with some great heads on their shoulders to be able to think and create that offense from that defense.
Yeah, and they're very unselfish, sometimes to a fault, where they're making the extra passes when, you know, when Allison Clark, who is 3 feet away from the basket, kicks out for a perimeter shot. Yeah, we hit the perimeter shot, but I want her scoring too, you know. And I don't know, I mean, you guys recognize the play she put on that 6'1" girl all game, you know, but doesn't show up in the stat sheets except for her rebounds that she had. But, like, you know, everybody on our team knew the job she did. We couldn't do our perimeter defense unless she was doing her job on the post defense, and she did a heck of a job on her.
You know, it's tough when you're limiting and you're undersized. It's tough, and, you know, sometimes you're grateful to have somebody step in from the back if you're fronting and get that help. And how important is it for other girls to recognize, yeah, she did her job in there, but also when it's time to recognize, you've got to get down and assist a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know Caitlin Zimitowski. Like, she was almost like a monkey on the big girl's back at times, digging down from the top. And she's like, well, I didn't foul. I'm like, you're hanging on her back. It's a foul, you know. But she's willing to stick her nose in, just like everybody else, willing to stick her nose in there. And, you know, when Allison got in foul trouble, I was going offense and defense with her and Olivia Rue. And, you know, Olivia saw the play. She didn't want to let anybody else down, so she stepped up her game and played her role when she was on there and guarding that big girl when Allison was off with foul trouble too. And, like, they feed off each other, which is great.
So you've got Sullivan County today. Susquehanna Community last week had the doctor a little twisted this morning,
yeah.
But now it's Sullivan County today. What do you see on the horizon this afternoon?
They're a very good, big, scrappy team. They have a 6-foot girl, Jessica King, who is probably averaging a double-double for the season. She's averaging 16 points, 11 rebounds, and about 5 blocks a game. But she's not your typical sit-in-your-post big girl. Mm-hmm. If you see her on film, she doesn't look like a guard. And she'll run the floor, she'll run point in the transition. They don't want to get in a half court set. They want to run. They want to run, and which is good. But we want to get them in a half court set. I think we, you know, if we pressure them like we did on Friday, you know, with our perimeter defense, we could slow them down, get them in a half court offense, and, you know, because they're averaging about 50 some points a game, and they're limiting teams to 38 points a game, you know, as well. So they have a 5'10" girl who's averaging about 13 points a game, and then they have really good role players. So it's a tough matchup.
Scott, you know, you're talking about the defense and the monkey on the back and all that stuff. They're a monkey on your back. They knocked you out in 2018. A little bittersweet today?
Yes. Also, Mackenzie Malcussi was on that team as well. She was our starting shooting guard for our district championship team. So, yeah, it's one of those want to get back at them type thing, but it's also, you know, it's first round. We want to move on, and I think the team's starting to believe that we can make a run in the state playoffs, but there's a lot of challenges, and they're a big one. And they're scrappy. If you read any articles on them, the coach will tell you, we want to scrap with teams, win the 50-50 balls, get all the rebounds and putbacks, and we have to limit that to, give ourselves a chance.
One thing my color guy picked up on is, and what was a big success to your game last week against Sullivan or against Susquehanna Community, is you pressured the pass. And the pressure on the pass is what created those turnovers because those girls couldn't react.
Yeah, if you took notice, when they even tried to make a post-entry pass, they were thrown out of bounds because of the way our girls bought into our perimeter defense, just pressuring the heck out of them. And any bump they took from us, they were backing off and they were just throwing the ball away, which was even – because if she was getting catch those balls in the post, that would put Allison at a disadvantage because she had her back to it, but – they were making those passes out of bounds because of the pressure on the perimeter.
Scott, how important is it now to, like you said about, we want to get back at Sullivan County, but to put it in perspective for the girls to say, let's just worry about this. How tough is it to get girls that suffered that defeat that are still in the program? Because you have a lot of kids that, we've been talking about for many, many years. Mm-hmm. This core group of young ladies, very talented. You've had them together now. But how is it to get those girls to say, don't worry about that? And in the back of their mind, though, does it really go away?
Yeah, and, I was kind of worried about that after we found out who we were playing. And then what I try to do is I have a leadership meeting with the two seniors once a week. And I was trying to talk to them, and they're like, Coach, we're not even worried about that. We're just worried about getting the next win. I'm like, all right. So, and I know they're passing that down to the other players too, because, Samantha and Caitlin, they're a big part of that team the last time we played. And so, they're a big part of this team now too. So I'm pretty confident that that's out of mind. It's just another opponent for them. So I'm glad, for that.
Well, sir, we know you have some last-minute preparations and some superstitious laundry to get together.
I have to ask him one question. He did come into the studio. He listened to me release the steam pressure valve. And one of the things I pointed out, Scott, is that, as a coach, meeting up one of these teams that may be lackluster, how hard is it? How hard is it to coach your girls and tell them, listen, don't run up a score or something like that?
Well, it's tough. Like, I don't want to point out any teams. Like, when we opened up with Lincoln Leadership, like, I knew they were very athletic, but they were always on the bad end of the scores and stuff. And we were up 41-5 at halftime. And so, like, I'm telling my team at halftime, I'm like, no more transition points. If the ball lands in your hands, yeah, I'm not saying just knock it out, but, like, no more steals and no more three-pointers. It's something I learned from my dad, and I show sportsmanship, but we're still looking to run an offense and play our defense because, one, we don't want to get anyone to get hurt because, just like in football, if you go 50%, you have a higher chance of getting hurt. So the same thing in basketball. Like, you still want to, like, try to slow everything down, but also get other girls in there to play. But, it's tough. And, it was tough 10 years ago. It's even tough now because of the six classes where, when they added the six class, I'm not saying it watered down the lower, 2A, 1A, but, it watered some of the opponents down, mm-hmm. obviously. And, but I also see on the other end where 2 years ago when we faced Sullivan County in the first round of states, we walked into districts with only six wins.
Yeah.
Right. And, I also understand the competition down there. Like, District 1 and 12 class in Class A, they're getting four teams. I know one good team out of there right now is Jenkintown. We all know about Jenkintown. And, maybe the second runner-up has some good talent. But other than that, who are they getting?
You walked into districts with six wins, Scott.
Yeah.
But you lost to Susquehanna or to Sullivan County 49-40. That's a 9-point deficit, not a 50-point deficit.
Yes. I know, but people just, if they look at wins, but we also have to look at who they played in the competition. Yeah. And
but you also played 22-plus games.
Yes.
Yeah, this team played 13.
Yeah, and before the power rankings in districts, you used to be penalized if you didn't have a 22-game schedule by points. Right. And so, if we only had 13 games on our season, even though we won 13-0, we wouldn't be getting into districts before the power rankings because we would got penalized that many times. We were on the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Scott, thank you. Congratulations. It was great seeing Dad there, your biggest fan, to take in the district win last week.
He was there to keep official Sheeler under control. That's what he told me.
Go get him, buddy, and get the Golden Girls some more gold around her neck up on Lawton's Hill.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there you have it, Doc. Scott Forney, the always effervescent Scott Forney, as we take our final time out here on the program. We'll come back, wrap it up on WPPA Sports Saturday.
WPPA's Polka Time, Sundays 1 till 3 p.m. Hi, Paul Congress inviting you to tune in to the widest variety of the newest and best polkas here on WPPA. We'll be coming your way right up to the start of Phillies baseball. So set your dial to 1360 WPPA, 106 FM, or on the web, WPPARadio.com. Let's make it a date.
If you're a business owner, you know that keeping track of your finances is a daily challenge. Make your banking as easy as it can be at CACL Financial. CACL Financial is the convenient, cost-effective, and friendly place to do your business banking. If you're a business that's located in or does business in Schuylkill County, become a member today. What makes a business banking relationship with CACL Financial better for you? We have business deposit accounts, free checking, and no maintenance fees and no minimum deposits. Need financing? CACL Financial offers business loans of all kinds and merchant services too. CACL Financial, business banking the way it was meant to be. That's why we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth consecutive year. Call 570-628-2400 to learn more or online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook. A better business banking relationship is just one step away at CACL Financial. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
Doing your grocery shopping at BG's Value Markets in Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg will save you money every time. Assorted Tasty Cake family packs, $5 for $10. Elio's Pizza, 6 or 9 slice, $2.28. Center Cut Rib Chops, only $1.98 a pound. Bongard's American Cheese, $3.58 a pound. Philly Sandwich Steaks, buy one, get one free. BG's Store Baked Bear Claws, $2.38. Store Baked Apple Dumplings, $4.98. Del Monte Cantaloupes, 2 for $3. Fresh Green Cabbage, 38 cents a pound. BG's Features Kellogg's Cereals, Assorted Varieties, $2.68. 3 2-liter bottles of Pepsi products, just $5. Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers, $2. Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce, $1.58. 12-count Green Mountain K-Cups, $5.78. And Oven Ready Seafood Cakes, 4-pack, just $5. BG's Value Markets, open 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. daily. Specials good through Monday, March 9th.
Well, Doctor, time flies when you're having fun and you're the test pilots. We're like the Tuskegee Airmen in here today.
I thought I heard a commercial about hay or something at one point, and I thought, man, we're guinea pigs. Give me some hay. I'll eat it up here today for breakfast. It was great, Chaz. The new system here. Thanks, listeners, for working along with us.
They didn't need to know they were part of an experiment.
They were part of an experiment today.
It worked beautifully. But, Doc, let's thank our financial benefactors, none larger than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. They're always open online at caclfcu.org. Remember, CACL Financial voted the number one lending institution for the past 5 years. It's because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Hey, take your money and save some more in CACL with the aisles upon aisles of grocery shopping savings at BG's Value Markets. 4 locations, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. They've got those aisles upon aisles of savings and fresh meat selection that nobody else could match. Why?
Because if their meat was any fresher, you'd have to slap it.
And thank you to Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. Their full line of dairy products from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to get that vitamin C boosted up on a Saturday morning, and, of course, the iced tea and fruit drink products. Thank you to our guest, Scott Forney, the head coach of the Nativity Golden Girls here today.
And don't forget, you're listening to WPPA Pottsville, translator W290DP Pottsville. The Saturday Morning Oldies Show is coming up next. And have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget, we have basketball today at 12:40.